38. We must not be discouraged by the smallness of our numbers. November 25th. When Christ appeared, he manifested himself at Jerusalem. He called men to the kingdom of God. He invited them to eternal life, and he told them to acquire human perfections. The light of guidance was shed forth by that radiant star, and he at length gave his life in sacrifice for humanity. All through his blessed life, he suffered oppression and hardship, and in spite of all this, humanity was his enemy. They denied him, scorned him, ill-treated him, and cursed him. He was not treated like a man, and yet in spite of all this, he was the embodiment of pity and of supreme goodness and love. He loved all humanity, but they treated him as an enemy and were incapable of appreciating him. They set no value on his words and were not illumined by the flame of his love. Later they realized who he was, that he was the sacred and divine light, and that his words held eternal life. His heart was full of love for all the world. His goodness was destined to reach each one. And as they began to realize these things, they repented. But he had been crucified. It was not until many years after his ascension that they knew who he was. And at the time of his ascension, he had only a very few disciples. Only a comparatively small following believed his precepts and followed his laws. The ignorant said, "Who is this individual? He has only a few disciples." But those who knew said, "He is the sun who will shine in the east and in the west. He is the manifestation who shall give life to the world." What the first disciples had seen, the world realized later. Therefore, you who are in Europe, do not be discouraged because you are few or because people think that your cause is of no importance. If few people come to your gatherings, do not lose heart. And if you are ridiculed and contradicted, be not distressed, for the apostles of Christ had the same to bear. They were reviled and persecuted, cursed and ill-treated, but in the end they were victorious, and their enemies were found to be wrong. If history should repeat itself, and all these same things should happen to you, do not be saddened, but be full of joy, and thank God that you are called upon to suffer as holy men of old suffered. If they oppose you, be gentle with them. If they contradict, be firm in your faith. If they desert you and flee from before you, seek them out and treat them kindly. Do harm to nobody. Pray for all. Try to make your light shine in the world and let your banner fly high in the heavens. The beautiful perfume of your noble lives will permeate everywhere. The light of truth kindled in your hearts will shine out to the distant horizon. The indifference and scorn of the world matters not at all, whereas your lives will be of the greatest importance. All those who seek truth in the heavenly kingdom shine like the stars. They are like fruit trees laden with choice fruit, like seas full of precious pearls. Only have faith in the mercy of God and spread the divine truth.